Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Seafood costs too much. That's why I opened Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood. Right now at Queasy's, you can wrap your mouth around my discarded shore dinner for just $3.99, including a 1.5-pound lobster, a dozen steamed clams, 2 dozen mussels, and a half ear of corn. Now, you spend almost $40 at those highfalutin seafood restaurants for that bounty. Not at Queasy's. How can I do it, you ask? It's simple. At Dick Queasy's, we use the seafood other restaurants throw away. 5, 4, 3, and 2-star restaurants throw away hundreds of pounds of seafood every day because it's old or smells bad. At Queasy's, we know that their trash is your mealtime treasure. How about Queasy's Questionable Crab Feast? A full bushel of steamed crabs for just $1.50. We'll even throw in the wet naps. Try getting that at a regular crab house. And you can't come to Queasy's without getting a cup of Queasy's world-famous mystery chowder, brimming with chunks of delicious, slightly ammoniated clam, shrimp, and pieces of fish. At Queasy's, you might get a stomachache, but we won't make your wallet ache. I'm Dick Queasy, and by golly, that's my guarantee. Queasy's, located at the far end of Main Street at the end of the dock, next to the rusty green dumpster with a beautiful view of the shed.
Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood is not a licensed dealer, and some of the food may not actually be from the sea. Consuming Queasy's discarded seafood products may produce nausea, hives, and in some cases, flesh-eating virus. Claims made by Queasy's not reviewed or endorsed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture nor the Maine State Board of Health. Queasy's discarded seafood. Save money and take your chances.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sir, we have a policy on this airline that a bag is this large.
Okay, you know what? Just give me a little pause off of my bag, okay? It's not like I have a bomb in here. It's not like I want to blow up the plane.
Sir.
I just want to stow my bag according to your safety regulations.
Sir.
Hey,
sir.
If you would take a second and take a little sticks out of your head, clean out your ears, and maybe you would see that I'm a person who has feelings, and all I have to do is do what I want to do, and all I want to do is hold on to my bag and not listen to you. And the only way that I would ever let go of my bag would be if you came over here right now and tried to pry it from my dead lifeless fingers, okay? If you can get it from my kung fu grip, then you can come and have it, okay? Otherwise, step off, bitch.
I've got a plane full of people saying you threatened that stewardess.
I was not threatening her. I was just trying to get my bag into the overhead storage thing.
You were acting like a maniac, and you threatened her with a bomb.
No, I said I didn't have a bomb.
You said bomb.
I said it's not like I have a bomb.
You said bomb on an airplane.
What's wrong with saying bomb on an airplane?
You can't say bomb on an airplane.
Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. You gonna arrest me?
You assaulted an airline employee.
What if I was in the military and I was a bombardier? Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Mike.
From the Summer White House, located on the Maine coast, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded over 14 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide. It is Tuesday, July 17, 2012, and we are delighted to have you along with us. Our show today brought to you by Clores Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM, they are experienced, they are passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. And the good thing about KPM, you will talk to a professional, not some hack, not some voice, not some suit, not some skirt. You'll talk to a human.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. What are they wearing?
Not an operator is what I'm talking about. And the conversations, this is the most important thing. The conversations are free, F-R-E-E, free. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases, and they have the resources to take on the biggest defendants. 30 years of service to the community. Clores, Perry, Mitchell. They are the good ones. Mm-hmm. Remember that. Here's their number, 202-628-8100. Call it if you think you've been wronged. If you've been done wrong, call Clores, Perry, Mitchell. Or you can go to clores.com for more information. Now remember, each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Scott Perry is an attorney at law that we respect tremendously, and he can help you if you have been the victim of medical malpractice. So check them out. We are live from the great state of Maine.
Unbelievable.
Am I the only one who thinks this is a little surreal?
We made it. We have survived. We are bouncing off the walls in here a little bit. We're going to try to tweak that as each broadcast goes, but bear with us. It's a little echoey in this room today.
Tell the truth, Mike. We're back in Manassas. We've just put reverb on the show.
That's right. We put reverb on the show.
We forgot to bring the foam rubber.
So it'll sound a little bit hollow in the room today, but we think we're pretty happy with the audio and the way it sounded, and we're going to be doing it this way for the entire week. Up here in Hancock County, Maine. After our travels up here, we have a lot to talk about on the program today, not the least of which is our fabulous meet and greet in Portland, Maine, where everybody deserves a round of applause for incredible.
Yeah. I was shocked that, Mike, I didn't think it would, but it actually, it got crazy.
It did. It got crazy. It got super crazy and super wild. And listen, incidentally, that first little shtick that we did there, excuse me, that was live, folks. One take.
Yeah, how about that?
Huh?
Buzz Burbank, Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, a well-oiled machine, ladies and gentlemen.
And, you know, it really, it was Mark's idea. He said Queasy sounds like a seafood place.
So the germ came from, it was germinated.
That's the germ.
He's the germ.
And Oscar, we want to thank you for going for a run with my daughters this morning.
Yes, that's right.
Two-mile run.
Does it count that he's chasing them?
No, he's not chasing them. Now, Oscar apparently has something to say. I want to get this right out at the beginning of the show.
This really stuck in your craw this morning.
About my daughters. But on the program today, we'll talk about Portland and my incredible, profuse fat man sweating, our TV trip to Channel 6 in Portland, gifts from the listeners, which were
Again,
just really the most overwhelming amount of gifts that we got for our trip up here. We can't thank you enough. The trip north then,
the trip north, which was just...
Might as well do it that way.
The sound like shit in here. It really does. It really does.
I am literally bouncing off the rope.
We'll edit out the reverb.
My sister made dinner for us last night. It was great.
Yeah.
And then we are going to have to go through the group because each individual is going to have to decide who's going to make dinner what night. And we're going to do that. Now, the only night that's spoken for is your Thursday night. Oscar's got Thursday night, so he's out of the running for this because his girlfriend is coming into town on Wednesday
evening. And we love cooking together.
Oh, really? No. So is she? Does she have talent in the kitchen? She knows how to cook very well. Really?
And I don't know how to cook.
Rob, whatever you did, you improved it. You just improved it.
I didn't do a thing.
You didn't?
Not a thing.
I don't know.
Like always, Mike, I didn't do anything.
Maybe I should just...
Your sinuses are clearing up.
Maybe I should just get on top of the microphone.
Yeah, if you stay close.
That's the secret.
And this, of course, is going to be a thing with Mike. I don't know what you were talking about. I didn't hear a thing. Well, it's bothering me.
So Thursday night is my night.
Thursday night will be your night.
So Shannon will make dinner and then we'll watch Family Ties.
Right.
I can't do Friday. It's the Sabbath.
I know. Well, we'd have to have dinner before sundown.
But you can say the blessing.
Yes, I can.
And how would that go, Mark?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
Now, here's a question I want to propose to all you gentlemen here.
Amen? Really?
Do we travel well because we get along, or are we traveling well just because we're used to each other?
I think we travel well because none of us really traveled together.
Really?
I mean, you and I, we had, 20 minutes in a bar, and then we weren't together on the plane.
It's the secret to this is like a marriage. You need time apart in order to be happy together. And we've had both. We have a nice balance of that, and that's why it works.
I have had other many less guests in this house, and I have been much more stressed.
Really?
I think that I don't worry about anybody
here. That's good.
Well, the only person that stresses me out is standing up taking a photograph of me right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen that.
Mr. Diaz.
He does tend to stress. But he feeds off that. He likes that.
Even
last night as I was finally going to bed, and right before I went to bed, I went potty time.
Yes.
And as
you were stomping around a little bit last night. I heard you.
I went potty time, I discovered that there was no TP in the upstairs bathroom.
Oh,
and so,
boy.
I decided to come downstairs in the pitch black house.
Mm-hmm. Pants are on your ankles?
And no, actually, this is after I had done my business.
Rager.
And I used the last bit of TP that we had, but I knew we had some new TP in the kitchen.
Yes.
So I ran down because I am a thoughtful person. I know there are others.
Good guy.
And I am considerate of others. So
many
I went
people
down.
Don't have the foresight to look and make sure that the bathroom is, so we say, stocked. Before you begin your
right.
business, and then you're really troubled.
That is the worst.
And I came downstairs, and as I reached the bottom of the stairs, I heard, hello.
Oh, God.
And there he was again.
Out from behind a post.
Everyone asleep. Everyone in their beds. The lurker. And that is when I simply referred to a new name for RJ. I called him a vampire.
Really?
I called him a vampire because he was up, and he was... lingering.
Well, you know, you need to say is something that we have not said on the show yet is that Oscar and RJ roomed together when we were in Portland. Oscar rose at about 3:30 and found RJ not in the room.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll get to him in just a second. So we're doing very well. Today's field trip, I believe we will be over in Bar Harbor. Now we could be going there again later this week, and that might involve you, the listeners, and we'll have a predetermined location.
Cool.
I want to show the guys the tourist town over here, Bar Harbor. We might later in the week have an actual informal, super informal meet and greet.
So no ties.
On the spur of the moment.
I didn't even pack a tuxedo shirt. So,
but before I get to the Portland trip and before I get to our drive yesterday and everybody's flight and what everybody did with it, we're in the house here. We're in the summer White House right now. A house with about 8 bedrooms in it. This is a huge old rickety summer place up here.
It's Mike's crumbling summer home.
And I will tell you, I have to ask you what happened. You have to tell me because all Oscar said to me at breakfast this morning was it was something to do with your daughter. It was something to do with your daughter. I'm like, oh my God.
So,
Mike, meet your new son-in-law.
The living situation.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's great. And the girls are, if I'm not mistaken, they're getting ready for field hockey season.
Elizabeth is.
So,
yes.
when I mentioned we were going running, I said, look, what time do you go? And we went running for, I think, about 45 minutes this morning.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And came back. And when you have a home with a limited amount of, showers, really.
Like
I think
one.
There's one shower.
Yeah, we have one.
You have to make a list and you have to time out when you're going to go.
Right.
So as we were walking and running back to the house, we said, we should make a list. We'll figure things out. And really, when it comes to girls, girls need to take a shower when they need to take a shower.
The ladies have to, have their bathroom
they get
time.
So as soon as they walked in, they said, we're going to take showers. And then we went our separate ways. And as I came down, I saw Catherine leave the shower. And I saw your other daughter, the youngest, Elizabeth, waiting for her to go in.
Okay.
And she's patiently waiting for her sister, knowing that there's a lot of other people in the house. And out of the blue, as I'm walking away, I hear, beat you to it! Door shuts. And the voice came from one RJ Diaz.
Oh, no.
He cut your daughter off and then slammed the door in front of her.
Wow. Well, I'm sure glad it happened just like that, Oscar. Thanks.
Would you like to...
Counterpoint.
Do you have counterpoint? No. Counterpoint, RJ?
No, counterpoint whatsoever.
Now, why not? Now, see,
doesn't
listen.
Matter. No,
right, no. You were developing... Hold on. I'm going to stop you right now, and we're going to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
You're developing a habit of bailing anytime we go to you with a... You've quit.
Shutting
and
down.
Just because
the secret is, RJ, the good fight. Stay the good fight.
RJ, yeah, I know. You have to stay the good fight. Like, you quit on the Wait Not commercial the other day, which blew me away. You can't quit anymore, okay?
Don't quit.
RJ, don't quit on life.
I'm not quitting on life.
And okay. I didn't think it was a big deal, but no. I know RJ's not the best communicator.
And RJ has the plumbing issues because of what he's going through.
Exactly.
So he gets priority over the bed. That's why he's in the location he's in. He gets, that's kind of like his private bathroom.
Absolutely.
Beach is slam.
However, I want to just state that if it is a plumbing issue, there are other places where that can be taken care of. However, there is but one shower.
There's one shower. Right. There is one, two, three, four. There are four toilets.
Four toilets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Four toilets.
This wasn't a plumbing issue this morning. I went to take a shower. That's all.
Oh, you wanted to take a shower.
Well, just cut in front of the lady?
No, that's not what happened. What happened was I went into the bathroom, got the shower ready. I needed something out of my bag, like soap, that I forgot to bring in with me.
How do you get the shower ready?
I I opened the door, put the towel down.
Okay. You prepped. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I prepped the bathroom, ready to take a shower. I needed the soap, so I went back to the room to get the soap.
He began to warm the wax.
Okay, so I creeped.
You were gone. And let me see. So you went from the bathroom, which is about 15 feet down the hallway.
Right.
And that's, so you were gone, what, about 45 minutes?
About an hour, my kid. I mean,
so you came back.
30 seconds later, I come back and the door's closed. Actually, I thought it was Buzz in the shower. I didn't know it was your daughter.
Buzz took a tub bath today.
So that's right. I waited. I walked over to the kitchen. You were in there. You guys, you and Rob were doing prep at the table.
Right.
I came back.
That's what
I waited.
We call it.
I put my stuff out there waiting for the door to open, and then I went in. I had no clue that she was coming down. Your other daughter was coming down the stairs ready to take a shower immediately. I had no clue.
Words beat you at all? Was that you used?
I just said, no, beat you was not what I said.
Said
I said, I'm next.
No, you are lying because I heard it with my own ears. And, beat you to it. Door shut. And I walked around the corner and I said, well, that was weird. And then I didn't think about it until one of his daughters came out and she goes, yeah, Elizabeth was a little, she had the face, and I guess they have a face they make. And she said she came up the stairs and RJ told her, beat you to it. And then she went in her room.
And there was no list on the door. I see there's a list.
There's
now.
A list now. I said, that's when we have to make a list.
There
we
was no list.
Now explain the list to me, because I haven't even had anything to do with
it. Who's on the list? Gave us a list.
The list is the shower list.
Who's on the list?
The shower list?
Who's going to take a shower? Mm-hmm. Now, creepily, I heard Buzz taking a bath this morning, which is weird.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
I heard that, too.
It was no fun for me, either.
Yeah. So,
Buzz.
At 7.
That's what it sounded like.
7:15-ish, I hear.
Where's my loofah?
I hear.
Only you understand me, rubber duck.
And because my room is right next to that restroom, I hear everything you're doing. Like, that's even if you're taking off your clothes, I hear the pants
and
drop.
Buzz makes a lot of noise in the morning. The purging.
That's right.
And I guess just because of this living situation, it's different. Yesterday, I walk into my room, and my room has two ways to get into the restroom, from my room and the hallway.
He has direct access.
Well, it is not your, it is the restroom for you, because you have private access, but you also have access to the rest of the
room. But he has private access to the room, right?
Yes.
So,
Oscar has a special room.
Yes, he does.
So, I see Buzz, his pants around, his underwear around his ankles, bare ass. I walk in.
No, you didn't see that.
I walk in. That's why I walked right back out. I said, hey, Buzz, I'm coming in. You have a tanned ass. It is tanned.
No.
That, really? You were seeing, untrue?
You were seeing untrue because you were seeing my underpants. I didn't pull down the back of the underpants.
No. I saw your butt. I actually was like, no, Buzz is
you,
in shape.
No, you saw what you wanted to see.
Wait a minute.
But no, I don't pull down the back of my underpants to pee.
How do you just pull down the front?
I'll show you.
There's the trap.
Did you see any crack?
I saw cheeks.
Did you, see you saw cheeks?
I saw cheeks.
They're form-fitting underwear.
No. They were black. I eyeballed you. I saw it.
This is the first day. We've got a week of this.
Yeah, this is getting a little weird.
What can possibly go
wrong? That's why I stepped out of the room and I said, I'm coming in there.
Everybody was downstairs and I thought I was alone and I had already gone to my room and I thought, I better pee before I go to bed. So I just
doors open.
I was just wearing my underpants and I just went in and did it and then I was going to leave. And then suddenly Mark and Oscar arrived.
Yes, I got to see it too.
Oh, you were there?
No, it wasn't full frontal.
Did everybody converge on the toilet at the same time?
They just all came to see me pee.
I
took a leak last night, and it was like a deserted island. I didn't see anybody.
I went upstairs to what I like to refer to. Unfortunately, my poor daughters have to share the bathroom with me.
Oh, I think that's nice.
And I went upstairs to the bathroom where when I first arrived. All right, let me just tell the truth. I have been in a little bit of distress.
Well, we knew this.
My tummy. And not like where I'm ill, but in just that, you know, my tummy.
Like you had lunch at Dick Queasy's.
Like I've seriously been living at Dick Queasy's.
Oh, wow.
And so I have been just a little out of sorts. So when we finished the trip yesterday, the roughly 4-hour trip, to get up here from Portland, Maine.
And that's not the most direct route we took. We took a leisurely route.
We'll get to that in a second. Right. And I probably was in undisturbed, with not even anybody knocking on the door. I was probably on the commode for, I want to say, 20 to 25 minutes.
That's really? Work. Wow.
Blissful. Wow.
That is
reading.
That's solid work.
But that's just sitting there. You know, the reason I wait is that you have your initial... all right, listen, I'll compare it to Braveheart.
Okay.
That's good.
Great flick.
I don't know if you have any Braveheart music there, Rob.
Let me see what I have.
Hold on. This is when I'm going to the bathroom, when I've waited all day, You have initially, in fact, not Braveheart. I'll use just any war scenario. You know how when...
So it's a war movie now?
Yeah. Okay. When we were going to invade, you know how we'd send battleships off the coast of, say, Iwo Jima or something like that? Yeah. And what they would do is they would bombard the island.
Yes.
To soften up the Japanese positions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I equate my first minute or 30 seconds on
you
the
were
bowls.
Storming the beaches.
Oh, wow.
I send in my...
Shock and awe. It's shock and awe.
I send in my heavy artillery.
Yeah.
And to weaken the plumbing.
Right. And then after that is the beach landing.
Okay. No. When you storm the beach.
The beach landing is still significant. It's still a significant force.
Yes.
But it's not, you know, it's not as violent as the initial... The initial artillery.
And you know, it doesn't really get awkward until you raise the flag.
Right. Yeah. However, what takes the 20 minutes is the waiting, because after the initial artillery barrage,
the waiting is
and
the
then
hardest
sending
part.
In the infantry to storm the beach,
yeah, you gotta coordinate.
Which is significant, then I have to coordinate, and it takes me a very long time to wait for my certain little commando squads.
Colin! I read your book!
So that's a... What is that?
It's fireworks.
Oh, is that fireworks?
Our artillery.
Wait, what is that outside?
Oh, boy.
No.
It's coming over.
Oh, I thought you were playing that. I thought was artillery in the background.
That's music.
What the hell is that?
Hold on one sec.
Yeah.
It's a Mark's mic.
Yes.
Oh.
So we better
can,
now.
We can hear him fine.
Let me hear
it.
His mic again.
I brought it back. It was just a...
No.
It's a noise. It's
why don't we remember we're broadcasters, so we have to articulate it, Rob. So
I killed his mic.
I brought it back. It's just a...
Muted his mic. Relax.
I killed his mic. The sound went away. Brought his mic back. The sound is gone. It might be a dirty switch or some sort of bad connection.
No, what it is it's one of our crap microphones.
Yeah.
That have never worked properly and should have all been brought back to the toy factory when we bought them.
These are the good ones.
So anyway.
Back to your ass?
To make a long story short. No, but you just had like a cranial cramp there. Because
I was trying to.
I turned his microphone up.
You know what? My most sincere apologies. I was trying to think it through. We fixed it.
Bitches to it.
So, at the end of the 25 minutes, I was undisturbed. I was blissfully on the bowl, having no problem whatsoever, and no one bothered me.
No one walked in on you?
And really, when you're in a house like this, you are always thinking no one walked in on you.
Right.
So you got walked in on.
Well, sort of. Yeah. But that's my fault.
You know what? Maybe
but
what
I just wasn't
need,
expecting company.
We have the germ of a good idea with the shower list. Maybe we need a toilet list.
Oh, no. If I have to use the toilet, I'll pull your ass off the toilet if I have to go in
there. What I'm saying is, if we've got this many toilets available, why can't we assign them?
Well, you know why we don't need to assign toilets? Because we have that one toilet that is, if you were really looking for, you have the Mosquito Coast toilet.
Oh, that one out there, yeah.
Which is the outside toilet.
It's my favorite one.
Have you used it yet?
Yeah, it reminds me of home.
No, I haven't located it
yet. Bolivia? Oh, it's right off the kitchen.
The motherland.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Chock full of bugs.
It's the only one I haven't found.
Lots of bugs.
Yeah,
that we have.
Used all the others.
So we are here.
Attaboy, buds.
We are here. We are queer. We are staying in Maine, and we are going to be in Maine for the entire week. And when we decided to come up here, the idea was hatched that we would have a fabulous meet and greet. And I would like to thank from the bottom of my heart, and I know I speak for all the guys, the just magnificent turnout of upwards of 150 people in Portland, Maine. We were thrilled with that. It really was.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, this is not a, you know, compared to other cities around the country and certainly our hometown, you know, we are drawing from a unpopulated part of the world.
Yes.
And we are very, very thrilled that we got this turnout at Binga's on Free Street in beautiful Portland, Maine. And what a great night it was.
What a reception.
I expected one third of the joint to be ours. I thought we'd have about a third place.
Well, I'd be delighted if we got a third of the place.
And when I walked in and started to work the tables, and really, when you want to know what a meet and greet is for us, I think it's good to, for purposes of explanation, that when we go into a joint like this, we all go in there to say hi to you individually. The meet and greet is exactly what it is. We want to shake hands and say hello to everybody, and we all do our very best. You know, if I miss somebody, I'm very surprised. That's how how we do it.
Yeah.
I was stunned when I started to work the room, and I figured we were going to have a third of the tables, and I'd be done, and I'd be back over to my Miller Lite, and no fuss, no muss. when I realized that every single person in the joint was there for our show.
Yeah. It's yep. true. Other Everyone. Appearances, you'll go to a table and they have no idea who you are. And that may happen two or three times. No, to a person. It seemed like everybody was there just to see us, which is humbling. Yeah. It was wonderful.
It was great.
There People drove here.
Yeah.
Oh, we had all over states?
Massachusetts, Plymouth, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. Laconia, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. We had South Carolina. Somebody come in from South, really? Carolina. Yeah, wow. South Carolina.
And I explained to that guy, I said, you know, we do meet and greets that are closer to your home by nearly 800 miles.
All right.
Next time come to D.C., you won't take so long.
Well, also, one of the things that was involved in our meet and greet was a little TV appearance. Now, this is a program that I was on last year talking about the podcast. And this year, Brett Whitmarsh, our good friend over at Channel 6 here in Portland, Maine, invited all of us to come by. And That's we fun. Did a show called The 207, which is the area code of Maine. And, and much hilarity ensued with all you mooks going in there. You know, you would think that there'd be a wide-eyed nervousness at the first group television appearance, not with this crowd of derelicts.
We never get to be on TV. Now,
everybody was just, I swear to God, it was like our own living room. Everybody, including Oscar, who was doing his, pulled the whole racial card on Portland.
Someone had to do it.
Yeah. Hey, are there any black people in Portland? Yeah, way to alienate the entire audience watching right
there.
No,
the audience is probably cheersing me. That's right.
Cheersing you?
Yeah, they're like, that's right.
More toasting.
Damn it.
But it was great, and Brett is a good friend of the show.
Nice yeah. fella, too.
And they all came over to Binga's with us at the same time. And, of course, after the TV show, we had about 45 minutes before we were going to be at Binga's. And right. We're showbiz people, so we don't want to get there early.
No.
And we all went into a pregame bar. What was it?
Michael's.
Portland's oldest
Matthews.
Pub.
Matthews. Mm-hmm.
Cash only,
Charlie's
baby.
Brother. That's right. It was owned by Charlie's brother.
Like to say hi to Jill.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Jill.
Jill was our bartender at Matthews. Was,
yeah. Like that tattoo, Jill.
Nice ink.
Very, very nice,
cool
Jill.
Cool hair.
You know, you look like everything that I see in you, Jill, says you're a bad girl. Mm-hmm. Says you are a very, very, very bad girl.
And that's good.
And you need to be spanked. No, I'm sorry. That was terrible. I'm really? Sorry. No,
what a,
no.
What a coincidence that as we were leaving, she realized who we were because her roommate was at Bingo's.
Olivia.
Waiting.
Yeah, Olivia
and
was
we met
there
Olivia
too.
The,
Listen, there's two things at play here.
Yeah.
Either the moons were aligned for this particular appearance this week,
nice
this
moons.
Weekend, or
Shush.
This podcast might, dare I say, be gaining a certain level of popularity.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, we bumped into people. We went to a Portland Sea Dogs baseball game on Saturday where three people came up to say hello to me.
Yeah.
Who knew?
And knew the podcast, and people do that. That doesn't happen in our own backyard.
Yeah, even a random gift shop we were in, somebody
spotted
us
in there.
Yeah. Right.
That might have to, you know, now that I think about it, might have to have to something to do with the size of Portland.
Well,
you
that's true.
It's a city, but it's really not.
Yeah. There and you I, was, I kept telling people, you know who that is? It's Mike O'Mara.
That's exactly how you did it.
That's how I do it.
But really, close to 150 people at Binga's.
It was
in Portland,
cool.
Maine, that's lovely. And that's when we're not doing a full show. That's just showing up to say hi.
Not bad America. For a podcast.
Yes.
And how nice were they? They were so kind.
Well, you know what? I'm finding now, though, the way people support this show and the way you help us with Amazon and all our other sponsors, everybody is just very cool. What I want to do and what we'll do when we come back is we do have to say some thank yous for the showering of gifts, including somebody from Vermont who gets the all-time great gift giver of all time based on what he did for us.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll tell you that. We'll talk about the trip up north, all of us driving together, hotels, motels,
Jack.
Bathroom stops, some people not getting Easy Pass. Anyway, and then we'll do the dinner thing and talk about our plans for the week when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com, everybody. If you want to really follow what's going on via pictures, you want to check out TwizGrid. This is a new sponsor that
so
we have.
Fun.
And the whole idea of TwizGrid sponsoring our trip up to Maine is that they were going to be featuring our photos on this new app. It's really, really a neat new free app for your iPad or your iPhone. It displays your Twitter photos in a user-friendly format, and we were abusing that all weekend long.
It was fun.
You can easily view and enlarge these pictures. You'll find it in the iTunes app store under What's Hot, and the first series of pictures that we took were just our eyes staring staring over like they're so We're idiots.
We really are. Simplistic.
We really are. What were you going to say?
The best one is the one that nobody knows about yet, except you and I.
There is a brand new, if you get the TwizGrid app, there is a brand new, and if you have Twitter, you can check this out too, a brand new photograph taken by Mr. Mark Ronick that is up there right now.
Mm-hmm. I just put it up.
Rob doesn't even know it yet.
No. Oh, how nice.
It's Rob's feet right before the show.
Oh, how good.
Rob was down on his knees.
I can see that. But
that's gorgeous.
What's the caption?
Dirty soles of his feet.
Did you use Meet the Flintstones?
Yes, I did. That's good. That's the caption.
There are Rob's dirty feet.
Yeah, you know what they say, big feet.
TwizGrid is an official sponsor of our trip to Maine. Yay. And you can use them to track our adventures. There are going to be. Our adventures in real time. Just open the Mike O'Mara Show album and you're there. With TwizGrid, you don't have to have a Twitter account to check out our pictures. If you do have a Twitter account, post your comments on our photos. I'd love to see the comments on Rob's feet today.
Yes.
And be a part of our trip to Maine. TwizGrid.
So much praise.
T-T-W.
Wow. Pretty.
Why do you make that sound? Do you make that sound now because so many people have complained about you making that sound?
I do it because you love it.
Yeah, thanks.
That is creepy.
TwizGrid. Well, you stole that from me. Find it in the App Store
or
click the app.
You stole it from Bob Hope.
Stole it from Methuselah.
Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website. Okay, before I forget this, I want to thank everybody that sent us stuff.
Oh, because stuff.
Especially when you're coming up to an empty house and you don't have anything, believe me, the swag came in very, very handy. Now, first of all, I want to thank Scott Ordway. He is from Dermazinc, yes. One of our proud mm-hmm. sponsors up here, and we ate his girlfriend's pie.
Thank you for letting us do that, Scott.
Ooh. That was very kind.
We ate his girlfriend's pie last night.
It was a blueberry
pie. I'll say no more.
It was a delicious blueberry pie.
It wasn't dry.
I'd eat her pie no matter what flavor it was.
I did not eat the pie.
Yeah, well, you know what? I know you're skinny and you're working out. Can you just eat a little bit more?
I just saw the help.
It's made of fruit.
Oh, yeah. I hope she didn't.
Look, if she did, it was masked in the blueberries.
It was
in the
delicious.
Blueberry.
So anyway, his girlfriend's pie was great. Scott's a good fan of the show. Yes. Mm-hmm. Nice. Sent us lobsters before from Dermazinc.
Right.
Really nice guy. Mm-hmm. Stan Smith, the Mac Smith, he was there that night at Binga's, gave away an iPod Nano, and we couldn't be more
happy. What a nice guy.
Cool.
And now wait, the mystery listener, we've got a card. We've got a card.
We do?
Yeah, go out, Mark. Go out into the kitchen.
Okay.
Look for it's lying around somewhere. I swear to God.
You remember that counter where we set the boxes of soda?
Yeah.
Next to the door that goes upstairs? I think it's there to the far right.
This is a listener from Vermont. And
Vermont.
He only gave like a first name, but Jesus, we've got to thank this guy. I'm going to try to do this by memory.
Yes.
Okay.
Maple syrup, four different kinds, including a pint of it for pancakes and everything else up here. We had pepperoni, summer sausage. Mm-hmm. He gave
summer sausage.
I'll have the summer sausage.
Some other kind of like cocktail hors d'oeuvre meat that we can have.
Lots of sauces, crackers.
I got it all.
Chips.
We've got vodka sauce. Mm-hmm. We've got pasta sauce. Mm-hmm. We've got barbecue sauce.
Right.
We have salsa. Mm-hmm. We have hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
He included also candles from this is all products of Vermont.
Soaps.
A bottle of Chardonnay. A bottle of Cabernet. A bottle of rye whiskey. All these products from Vermont.
Yeah.
He included as well as this. Let me see if I'm not forgetting. You got any more?
Honey, apple butter, pumpkin butter.
Oh, canned bread.
Canned bread, Vermont brown.
I love that stuff.
Vermont brown bread with raisins in it.
Delicious.
Chocolates. He had chocolate candy bars, mm-hmm. granola bars, mm-hmm. a bag of granola. Mm-hmm. Am I leaving anything out?
I'm sure you are, but
probably. But
it's only a 1 hour
idea.
Show.
Yeah.
This mystery listener, and we're going to get his name. I hope nobody threw away
four,
the card.
Four bags of groceries. No,
four
I think
massive bags, and heavy. he gave a single name. I'm looking for his. It's a single name of a guy.
Dave.
And I'm going to fight. It's not Dave. Stop it. We're not going to do that. Special Andy. Thanks also to our friend Coop, who provided us with cases of beer. I know nothing about that. You guys do.
Yeah, that's a friend of Mark's, and they showed up at the hotel, and there they were, and it was great.
This is a beer distributor guy,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
And five cases of beer. We're not wanting for anything up here.
Nobody's thirsty.
Wow.
Except for that. Well, yeah.
A little privacy for Buzz's ass.
So yesterday, the first thing we do, when we get up here, is we send, mistakenly so, Mark Ronick and Buzz Burbank out to get the grocery.
Grocery run.
Who's no mistake.
And
Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar.
Cheech and Chong.
And I didn't realize that they were going to get horribly lost. And they got horribly. And I'm working backwards because we'll get to. They got. Did you find the card?
Oh
Jesus we'll Christ. Damn it. This is killing me.
We will find it. But if you're out there, let us know so we can give you the
Vermont
proper credit.
Listener, I want to give you credit tomorrow because I saw your note and I put the card on the table and some douche threw it away.
Mike,
so I'm very frustrated.
I believe his name is Mark.
You might be wrong about that.
I asked the bartender who left the stuff behind, and that was he only gave his first name.
Oops, excuse me.
You're going to go find it?
I'm going to go find it.
Mike will be right back.
I'll be right back. So you guys, tell the story about going to the grocery store and how you...
Actually, we got a lot of praise for what we brought back.
I think we did
a good job.
Wait a second.
And we had no problem getting there.
Let me ask this question. Uh-huh. One, the fact that you guys were kind of I think you volunteered to go get the groceries.
Yes, we did.
You were assigned.
I did.
Okay, you were assigned.
I saw it go down. Mark assigned.
I volunteered.
It was assigned by Mike. And mm-hmm.
I compiled the list.
You relished it. But yeah, you went.
So you said, we're going to go.
Yes.
So you got directions to the one grocery store, which is what, 20 minutes from here?
25, something like that.
Okay, so you get there, you get all the goods,
right?
And then what happens?
You set up the GPS, and I think it gave us a wrong turn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so Buzz, oh, nice. Buzz had told me that you want to do that first, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. First our thanks, and then back to the grocery store adventure.
I didn't realize it was in an envelope. I was looking for a business card.
Yeah, I found a business card.
Yes, the card. No, it was not. It was a card that was sent. Now, this guy that sent all this stuff, an amazing stuff, to the funniest ball busters on the internet. Internets. Eat, drink, laugh, and enjoy Maine. RJ was absolutely right. It was Mark from Vermont.
Thank you, Mark.
No last name.
Thank you, Mark.
What a nice guy.
One of the greatest care packages.
Unbelievable.
And we're going to use the whole thing, and I couldn't be more happy with
it. Nothing will be wasted.
It made us glad we had that extra rental car because we needed it to get the groceries.
Right. Let me just, this weaves into what we're doing here. We send
Harold and Kumar. Yes.
Harold and Kumar go out to the grocery store. I was going to say Mr. McZipple and Mr. McX.
But this is easier.
So you guys go away for a routine grocery shopping trip that is the town that is 15 to 20 minutes up the road.
That's right. And as we're...
I expected you would be back within the hour. I thought
that
was a reasonable thing. I didn't think it would be a three-hour odyssey.
No, well, neither did I. And as we're leaving, at some point about 2 minutes into the ride, I said to Buzz, you know, we should really be paying attention to, you know, backtracking here.
We'll get to that with Buzz. Paying attention in Buzz, because Buzz tends to not always pay attention.
Well,
I'm sorry, what?
He said that we didn't need to because he had the address on his phone and we could pull it up and punch it in later.
Two things at play
here. So we thought.
First of all, you're not alone in having issues because we are so remote with GPS. I'm going to say that now. I'm like, you know, tonight at 8 o'clock.
Hello.
Well, they can't find us. Right.
Hey, it's me, Mark.
We couldn't find us.
But, you know, what you're talking about is to get to where you are going is a left and a left.
Yes.
That's it. And coming back, a right and a right.
But which left?
Yeah, the key is which right turn.
Yeah, okay, but it's simple. Because it's a main road that comes out of the main town.
So to speak.
And then you take it and it says, and you know where we are.
Yes, we do.
And we went there. We'd already gone there. So I was just kind of curious as to where the breakdown, you know, I'm not responsible.
Well, as we were leaving, we had to pull up the address. And Buzz said, without giving away where we are, Buzz said it was going to be...
We're in Canada.
In city.
What?
He said that he was told that we were in city A.
Yes.
And where we were really in city B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I plugged in city A into the GPS.
We went to the right road in the wrong town.
And it sent us in the wrong direction. As a matter of fact, when we were pulling...
About a half hour from here.
When we were pulling out, it told us to make, you know, a left. And I said to Buzz,
This doesn't seem right.
I think we're supposed to make a right. And he said, no, it's just turning us around.
Stop. Now, when you got, you go up to the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And then you have the main road that is all the way down here, that goes all the way down. So you go all the way back. When you got to the end of that road, it told you to take a left?
It had us keep going down the road instead of turning around and coming back up.
There is no keep going down.
Well, yeah.
You get to the end of this road up at the top of the hill. There is no way. You can either go right or you can go left. There
We're
is
missing
no.
a key word, though.
Yes.
Marijuana.
No.
That's true.
Believe it or not, none was involved.
There was
none
at play.
Back to my point.
At that time.
Where were
other
you
times,
told?
Yes.
Where was it
then.
A left or a right? This is when you're heading to town?
When we're coming back home.
Oh, when you're coming back
home. So you made it to the grocery store in record time.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
piece
we did.
Of cake.
Straight
yeah.
to it.
So you made it to Ellsworth.
Yes,
easily.
And you made it because I asked you about the grocery store you went
yes.
to. So the problem was coming back.
The problem was coming back. Buzz said that he was told the city that we're supposed to punch into the GPS is Ellsworth, even though we're not in Ellsworth. The house is not in Ellsworth.
What Buzz was doing in his infinite wisdom was telling you to punch in the city that you're going to when you're in the city.
Yeah, so it brought us deeper into that city.
Well, I thought you
city.
Were in the same mailing city. You know,
no.
They're the same postal.
No.
They went
zone.
Into the Ellsworth Theater.
That's what I was... I mean, I just used what I was told.
It's not a big place.
Right. No, it's huge. There's the garment industry that's based there. There's the Diamond District. Lots
and
of good
there's,
deals.
There's the woods and the moose and the bears.
So I suddenly realized that this place, we have been mailbox challenged in this house for years and years and years. There was not
See, even the
mail,
postman can't find
there was not mail here because everybody on this little peninsula had a post office.
Oh, okay.
A teeny tiny. I'll show it to you.
Post office box.
It's a teeny tiny little post office at the top of the hill. So growing up, I mean, if I ever had anything, I would have it sent to this place, not this house. I have never, to this day,
when
at 53 years of age, I don't process the street address here. I never think of it. I don't even know what
even
it is.
You were unsure about that.
Yeah.
As a boy,
yeah.
you sent out for your x-ray glasses from the back of the comic book. And you say, are they here yet?
It was, I will show it to you and you will literally be enthralled
well,
with.
Well, I need to buy stamps.
How
so.
Rustic. No, I don't think it's, it might still be working. I'm not sure. I think
well,
they
I should
discontinued
hope so.
It.
I pay my taxes.
If they're closing down the big ones, believe me, I think
this one
didn't
make it.
That's history, yeah.
So it really, the sun is going down and I am beginning to get legitimately concerned.
And so are we because.
Harold and Kumar
we're
and whether
asking,
they're going to make
we're
it
We're asking
back.
Strangers for directions because the GPS,
all right,
there's no signal.
Let's cut through the crap and let's find out towns. Give me towns because you mentioned towns
Otis.
That I have.
Otis, Maine.
I got no idea.
Neither do I.
Otis, he loves us.
Otis, Maine.
I got no
we
idea.
We were at his general store.
Yes, we
that
were.
That was one of the stops.
That's
right,
where
we
saw
Maine.
The girl in the red spring
okay,
bikini.
Okay, do this for me. Take me out of the grocery store and tell me, did you go right or left when you came out of the parking lot of the grocery store?
We went left.
We took several lefts. We actually circled around
that's
the block.
That's going towards Bangor.
I'm
going
to say the question, I mean, really, and it is basically two turns from here to the grocery store because I saw the grocery store on the way here. When you took the you went the wrong way.
Yes, we did.
You went in the opposite direction of where you were supposed
technology
to.
Technology is marvelous, but if your iPhone tells you to jump into the cooling fan on the top of a hotel, do you ever second guess Siri? Siri, I don't want to jump into the cooling fan because it's going to chime in. Bing! You need to jump
visually,
into the cooling fan.
Visually,
Bing!
Coming out of the grocery store parking lot, there were multiple streets coming together there, and we couldn't tell which way to go.
It is. I will give Buzz his due. It is a rather busy,
how long,
bustling little tourist town.
How long before one of you two...
And it was rush hour.
Well, of course.
I know where you were.
But it always is.
I know where you headed. You headed back. I know exactly where you went.
But how
you
long?
Went back towards Bangor. You were driving.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
Were basically
driving. So.
You were cruising at 60 miles an hour
away,
deep into the Maine woods.
Oh, believe me, we weren't doing 60.
Oh, that's where we were.
Of the two of you, who was the first one to realize that you were almost immediately seeing stuff that you hadn't seen on the way there?
Mutual. Doesn't look familiar.
Mutual. Don't you remember on Sesame Street? Look for the stuff you saw, and then you find your way home.
I know, and we sometimes were like, yeah, maybe we saw this
but
on the way
But a lot of it
in,
looks like the sign that says fire danger moderate. Well, as it turns out, there are a lot of those.
Yeah. No, well, there was not any of that.
Get the Cheetos.
Well, you survived.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the GPS brought us to a street with the same exact name as
this
street.
And the weird thing is there was a house there, and it was full of disc jockeys.
Now, now, Buzz, not to pick on you.
It's fine.
But you know, it'll be everybody one day. So each day, different person.
Of course.
And me, of course, every day. I accept that
That's
fate.
The rule.
So we're driving.
You would have to display a flaw, Mike.
Thank you, Rob. We're driving up here from, you know, perhaps my advanced weight. So we're driving up. We're driving up from Portland, and we all have rental cars. It is myself and my girls in one rental car. It is Mark in his regular car.
Yes.
It is Buzz with a rental car and RJ with a rental car and all our equipment.
Yes.
In.
I'm with Mark.
And in that particular part of the trip, Rob rode with Mark and Oscar rode with me
and the girls.
RJ and Buzz were in their own cars.
Right.
Buzz, unfortunately, because it's luck of the draw, I'm not going to throw you under the bus for the easy pass thing, because you know what? I go into rental car places, and sometimes they give them to you, sometimes they don't
they
give
them
to you.
They didn't offer. I don't have one at home. I didn't know it would be needed. So up here. So.
We're going up on the highway, and there are a lot of different toll booths that we have to go through, and we're in the caravan with me in the front, then Buzz, then I think Mark and RJ, or a little different order. Yeah.
You're always leading. We sort of traded off in the...
At one point, and Oscar's with me in the car because I knew what happened. Mm-hmm. We go through the easy pass, and Mark, Mike, and RJ go zing, right zing, through it. Zing.
Right.
Buzz does not have easy pass.
Wait for me.
Buzz gets hung up in the line.
Yeah, there was a truck that was congested around the toll plaza.
It was a dime.
At this point, I immediately pull over. Pull over to the right, and I look to my left. And Buzz is not paying attention. I knew he wasn't paying attention. And Buzz wings past me. And I
headed right to the grocery store.
And I thought it was him, but I wasn't sure. Because at a certain point, I said, I know what's happened.
Oh, I panicked. I thought you left me behind.
He thinks we're in front of him.
I said,
I swear to God, Oscar, he thinks that we're in front of him.
I did.
He is going to go 140 miles an hour.
81.
To try to catch us. Yeah. And so I get, you know, really, we are all dumb and dumber on this trip.
Oh, yeah.
Because I say to Oscar, I say, call Mark's car and find out if, oh, my God.
That was Mark's mic again.
Jesus. Yay. Can I see that mic for a sec?
Unscrew it.
Don't break it.
Huh?
We can sell on eBay.
Okay. I really wanted to break it.
Yeah, I know.
So we see Buzz. Well, I don't even see him. I just know he's. Oh, yeah, I know he's made this move. So we call back, and I have Oscar call back to Mark's car, and he speaks to Rob,
right?
Who is a great person to have on a trip. Because you know why? Because everything's always fine.
Calm.
Yes. No matter
calm.
This building could be. It's like, well, I don't think it's going to burn the whole house. That's Rob.
If you have a bucket, that's be great. We'll put the water on the fire.
No problem. It'll
if you don't have
right.
a bucket, we'll just we'll
everybody roll with it. Everybody's projectile vomiting after eating at Dick Queasy's. What's the matter?
I think we're going to be okay here.
Got a bottle of Pepto.
I say, well, no, I'm sorry. He's bleeding from the eyes and nose. I think it's allergies. So that's the way it works with him. Rob informs you that no, everything's fine.
He says, I see the Chevy symbol.
I thought I saw the Chevy bow tie.
That's Buzz. Yeah, that Chevy symbol's definitely Buzz. Okay.
Well, does the air make my voice higher up here? Because the impression has changed.
So I'm fine. At this point, I'm like, oh, I kind of thought I saw Buzz. Mm-hmm. I guess it's no problem at all.
All is well.
So I keep looking back, and I see Mark's car and RJ's car. Yeah. I don't see Buzz. I said, I don't think this is right.
And I it was my fault for seeing something, the little man that wasn't there.
Right.
And finally, Mark, his eyes are darting into the rearview mirror. He says, don't think that's Buzz. I said, I'm pretty sure it is because that's a Chevy. He says,
well, it's
not
confirmed
Buzz. Yeah.
When I guess after an hour of driving at 85 miles an hour, Buzz decides to put his flashers on and pull to the side of the road.
He pulled over in Toronto.
At this point, we're all going 75.
Right.
And you know what happens again? Buzz doesn't pay attention again, and we all pass Buzz, and he doesn't see us.
Well, because I still thought you were ahead.
But now you're in back of us.
Well,
and you
did
don't
you
know
call
what's going
anyone?
On.
I was about to. That's why
I was about to.
That's why I pulled over. I couldn't.
God,
I couldn't.
How are we alive?
I couldn't do it and drive at the same time. So I pulled over to call you, and then suddenly I saw people driving by and honking. And by the time I put my phone away and got the car started again, I had to catch up again.
So we finally got to.
We did.
You know, really. But I will tell you.
We cheated death, but we are here.
All right. Now is Mark's microphone working?
Try it, Mark.
Checked. Ooh, God.
You might want to turn that down a little.
That's a little.
What kind of microphone is that, for Christ's sake?
Hello.
Right, my for Sony.
Real quick. This is sometimes my book on Mark Ronick.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my
the
book
Torah?
On,
your turn.
No, my book on Mark Ronick is sometimes he was the kid that just wasn't going to do what he was told. If you really say, and all I was trying to do with Mark in this tandem trip was just keep close.
Yes.
And he just won't do it.
And I gotta
ask, won't do it because he's a friggin' brat.
I got to ask, why
that's
was it,
why.
Why
a
was
rebel,
it so
a free
important
spirit.
For you to do? Because he was pretty close most
well,
of the
Well, let
trip.
Me explain, Pollyanna. I just want to understand. The reason I want him to be close is so what happened wouldn't happen.
Okay.
And what happened, Mark, you know what happened, right? The old man
would jump in front of
pulls
me.
Out in front of you, and suddenly I'm in the front because I don't care if Mark's the third or fourth car.
Right.
He can be back, you know, in Portland when we get up here. But if you're the second car in the tandem group, you're going to screw everybody up.
Okay, right. I get it.
And I don't think, and I think you didn't do it because I was making such a big deal about it. And I think you were just doing it just to be, I'm not going to find
After the gas station when you gave me the talking to, I think I did a better job.
I said I was going to give him a talking
to.
I said,
I have to talk to
him. I know. I said, I've been nice, but now it's time for tough love. And at one point.
It was a good pep talk. And the gas station was in China, Mike.
Did you?
China, yeah. Maine.
It's true, China, Maine.
Well, we all do love and respect. Mark is one of those drivers who tends to leave 18, 27 car lengths in front of him. and the problem with that is other drivers, sometimes myself, but other drivers then would use take advantage of that to try to close up the gap.
It just drove me.
But I know it did.
It also wasn't that. I think the guys copped to it that Rob and Mark were doing the Rob and Mark show.
They weren't
paying attention.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
and, of course, I'm behind them, and I have to follow them when they don't make the correct turn.
And then at one point I said, how come you were so far? I said, I was talking to a client. I said, oh, well, God forbid you walk down any local street with a pack of gum, you know, for the love of God, because don't put anything in your mouth if you have to put one in front of the other.
I knew you really meant it because there was one point, I think it was just after we stopped.
The hand signals?
You look like Marcel Marceau.
Yeah, what was
there
that?
There was pointing, there was emotion.
I was looking at him,
spelled.
And I had my left hand out the window, and I'm doing the rotating movement where it's like, come on.
Right.
No. Come on. And Mark is going up by inches. By inches. I'm like, no. Come again. He can't. You can't stand it. You don't like to follow, do you?
No. I guess I don't like to follow. I'm used to being the one to that's
the leader,
following
Mike.
Me.
Okay.
And so when I follow somebody else, I do an
Mike,
awful job.
He is the leader.
The leader.
That's right.
Well, that's good.
Right. Two
All
leader.
Right. Before we break, because we got a break for Rob's audio vault.
Yes.
Here.
Wow. Already?
We got to do the dinner thing. It's between Rob, Mark, and Buzz and myself.
I'm tonight or tomorrow night because I'm gone Friday night.
Okay.
Right?
Do we want to do a drawing?
Let's see what happens.
I can do one real quick.
Okay. Very
nice.
Good.
Can I mention something while
go right ahead.
Please. There was something great about that, and that I think I'm starting to learn about people that live outside of big cities. And we talk about it all the time. A gentleman told me at Binga's, he said, you know, Portland may be a smaller town than you're used to, but the quality of life is 100 times better.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
And he's
incredible.
From the Leesburg area.
Yep.
And he said, there are people here that are engineers and lawyers that work in other trades simply because they want to live in a town like this.
Yep.
And the quality of life is just different.
A lot of artists.
And it's something that I never thought I would want to do in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But after talking to all these great people and seeing how happy they were
doing
what they were doing, and I'm not talking what they were doing for a living, but just living.
What they're doing now and enjoying
life.
And
they will get out of their respective field, or they will take a dramatic pay cut to come up and do the thing.
Worth
and
it.
I respect that entirely.
Right.
I've chosen not to do that myself.
But it's pretty amazing.
I want to thank the people in Portland for the radio offer that I received, but I believe that feeding the family has something to do with that.
Yes. But it would be a chance to do your oil painting.
Yeah. Give me a chance. Open up that lovely gallery that I want.
Finish the screenplay, Mike.
I just thought it was pretty impressive.
Now I have all of them, and I've in no random order. I have 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Would
which
you
one
like
do
me
you
to
want?
Pick them?
Yes.
Okay.
This will be tonight's chef.
First one to pick.
Right.
Who goes tonight?
Tonight's chef will be... is going to be Buzz.
Yay. Buzz.
Yay.
You are responsible for dinner.
Yep. Off to the store.
That's right. Off to the store again.
Better leave now.
See you at sunset.
Do you have anything in mind?
Not yet. Your sister made a fabulous chicken meal last night,
you
and I was thinking chicken.
I'll break your right arm.
So I won't, since we just had it. But that was what I was going to. So I'll find something new when I go to the store.
Okay. Right. Now
the Wednesday dinner is
Night's dinner is Rob with 2 B's.
Rob with 2 B's. Rob, what are you thinking about?
You know, I was until that wonderful chicken enthusiastic talk you just gave. I was thinking of making chicken and dumplings because it's going to be cooler. By
think?
The evening.
Buzzes. Now the part of the deal is...
I mean, and you know what? I'm open to suggestions.
Part of the deal is
criticism.
We the group can veto the choice
of
the meal.
I would say you make lobster.
See, I don't know how to do it. I'll finance lobster if you tell me how to do it.
Let's see today.
Okay.
And let's see what the prices are. And, maybe we can do that.
Dick Queasy's has great
Buzz,
prices.
What do you think? Because it's tonight. You got to process it right now.
Tonight.
You know what? We have a grill and we have some charcoal. I'd like to grill some steak.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
That's good. Or burgers or something like that.
Yeah, fine.
We'll cook on the grill.
All right,
we'll
grill some meat.
Thursday is you and your good woman. Friday is?
Friday night dinner.
Belongs to you?
The least expensive dinner. Mark Ronick.
Very nice.
Very good.
What about something Mexican like fajitas and tacos and that kind of thing?
Okay. Sounds good.
And then no surprise here, but Saturday night.
Big night.
Saturday night, nobody's going to be here except you and me.
Well, there's one other person, I believe.
And RJ.
RJ Diaz.
Oh, RJ. RJ, what are you cooking?
Well, I was leaving Saturday.
Okay.
You may have an appearance Saturday anyway in Bar Harbor you were talking about.
We'll see.
Yeah. So Saturday,
We got Wednesday and Thursday. Remember it. Enjoy it.
Very cool.
And I think we do have to grab some lobbies at some point.
I think so. That's lobster with two B's.
We will take a break. We will come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right here. We are live in Maine, the Great Pine Tree State, for the Mike O'Mara Show from the library. As a tribute to everybody from down East Maine, ladies and gentlemen, listen. She's by brick house. Anyway, welcome back.
This is
back.
Not a brick house, though.
Rob's, it's made out of wood.
Oh, look, the thing's open.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by DermaZinc, and they are a proud sponsor of our trip up here. Mm. Nothing terrifies beachgoers as much as dandruff, poison ivy, rash, or other chronic skin conditions, by golly. But you can treat them all with DermaZinc, available over the counter for mild to moderate cases. DermaZinc comes in spray cream, shampoo, and soap for severe skin conditions, including that pesky eczema and psoriasis. Ask your doctor about prescription strength DermaZinc. For more information, click the banner on our website. And to get a free sample with your purchase, call 800-753-0047. DermaZinc, results you'll want everyone to see, official sponsor of our trip to Maine.
Yay. Official what?
Sponsor.
Thank you so much.
Oh, incidentally, when you're in Maine, this is just a little Mike O'Mara rule.
This tip.
Do not get lobster at any restaurant that spells it L-O-B-S-T-A-H.
Yeah, and that, the same go for chow da?
Yes, do
and
not.
And oysters, Rockefeller?
Yeah,
well, I've seen it all.
They it's a scam.
Don't avoid it like the plague.
Yeah.
Time for the audio vault. We're running
short
on time.
What if the clams are really tightly shut?
Then you want to dig right in.
That's right.
They're from down.
Your take on Sarah Silverman? I still think she's amazingly hot.
I have always felt that she is hot, and also she scares me. Like many female comedians are like clowns with me. They scare the hell out of me.
Wow, okay. She put out a video on the YouTube. She's very enthusiastic about getting Obama elected.
Mm-hmm.
She likes the Obama. And apparently there is a billionaire named Sheldon Adelson.
Adelson financed Newt Gingrich, and now he's throwing money into the Romney campaign.
Threw about $1 million towards Romney, and Sarah Silverman had this to say to Sheldon.
Glad you have
Sheldon, I have a proposal for you, and I'm serious. Look at me. If you give that $100 million to Obama instead of Romney, I won't have sex with you because we're not married and I'm a nice girl, but I will scissor you wearing a bikini bottom through to fruition. Do you know how many Republican billionaires are giving money to Romney? All of them. How many of them are getting scissored by a bikini bottom Jewess with big naturals? Sheldon, you'll be the only elderly billionaire on the block to have traditional lesbian sex through to climax with a girl who had her own show on Comedy Central. I mean, talk about bragging rights.
And there you go.
She so is.
I'd love to see him call her on it.
Who was the one weird lady that does the Target commercials, you know, at Christmas time? You know, the sale commercials for Target, and she's like always got this crazy
big smile,
look.
Yeah.
She was another female comedian that scared me. I don't know why they scare me. I'm terrified.
Was it Maria Bamford?
Yeah, it might have been.
The one that came in with Patton?
Patton's friend.
Intimidating.
Yeah. They're very scary.
Well, they're few and far between.
They're like Black Widows.
You know who's always color with you?
Because women aren't really funny, traditionally.
Women can be funny. They just can't be good disc jockeys.
Who said that?
Who else is scary, Mike, is James Carville. And I know you're a fan.
Well, he's an alien.
Who's he scissoring?
Anybody that'll touch him.
Rob, you got to get up closer to the mic.
He's got green blood.
Yes.
And this is him on the CBS version of Meet the Press. I can't think of the name of it. Talking about Mitt's tax returns. I just love the way this guy talks.
For the future, he's got to round them out. And by the way, you know, the tax return issue on him is still going to be around. The only person that's ever seen him is John McCain, and he took one look at him and picked Sarah Palin. So maybe we don't want to see this guy.
Interesting.
He's out of his mind.
Okay, here's the weird thing about Romney. Romney. He is getting tremendous heat from the Republican Party
right.
to get this issue out of the way. And he is not doing that. There's something that
he's
might
like Mark
be in
Ronick.
There. Yeah, there's really... it's
you,
like
Ron.
Mark Ronick when he's following too far
exactly.
away.
That's right. That's
but
right.
I mean, is he not getting a lot of heat from the Republicans? His own party is saying release, you know, release. I look at when I look at you. And
absolutely.
You look at, I was looking at you.
Yeah, no, I was having trouble seeing you. But okay. yes, yeah, he is getting heat from them. And the fear is that it's going to reveal that he was part of Bain Capital when they were outsourcing jobs.
And
that looks bad.
And he's poured his money like into offshore bank accounts.
Right, there's that
shady.
Too.
It's
that's,
shady.
That's, what is that? Really, what is that other than a tax dodge?
That's what it is.
That's what you do, pure and simple.
There was a remarkable report that came out last week on the Nightly News that said that people that are renouncing their U.S. citizenship, and clearly
yes.
Romney hasn't done this, but we're talking about
right.
so a way to save on taxes,
right.
is that it's up 400%.
Mm-hmm.
From
mm-hmm.
a couple years ago.
Yep.
Right.
Because people are looking at capital gains tax and they're
sure.
looking at inheritance in the long run, what type of tax they're gonna get when they get to that level. And these are talking extremely super rich people, not just the guy that owns Facebook, people that have had money for a while.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that's yes. bad about it, and we've discussed this before, and
yes.
this is what the common man says, and we're the common men, I will tell you that, how much is enough? These are people that have so much money where it really doesn't matter if 100 million or so.
You're right.
It's greed. It's pure greed in its purest form. And I think these people that are renouncing their citizenship to beat the taxes, really there should be penalties about it. If you're born in this country and you're a United States citizen and suddenly you get hit by the lucky stick and that's when you decide you don't want to be a citizen anymore, screw you.
Yeah. That's when Oscar heads back to Bolivia.
Pure and simple, it ought to be illegal.
All right, Mike, does the name John Lord mean anything to you?
Other than Lord means a lot to me.
I know, but
the
John
Lord,
Lord
means a great. I walk in the path.
John Lord is a guy that you know. He mm-hmm. passed this week. He was battling cancer, and
yes.
he was the keyboard player on one of your all-time favorite songs.
Yeah.
Mike.
Okay. Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple.
Co-writer and a founding member of Deep Purple. We lost John Lord this week, which is sad because it's one of the all-time great songs, and I know one of your favorites. Also, of course, this is a classic jam, Mike. The Woman from Tokyo.
Oh, yes.
My woman from Tokyo.
Nice.
She's in my library.
So, safe home, John Lord. I know
hey, Rob.
One of my, yes.
I just realized, you know what the acoustics in this room remind me of?
What?
The Super Bowl is gay.
Yeah, it sounds like Andy Milonakis.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good singer. And I think Richie Blackmore was the singer of Deep Purple, right?
Okay, I think so.
But an even better singer is probably Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, who was at a Cubs game and gave us another great version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the seventh inning.
This.
All right, Cubs fans, let me hear you. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
He's calling the plays, Mike.
Well, it's one of the all-time worst.
It's root.
Well, you got to play it to the label, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Oh, it's a shame.
Oh, it is a shame. One.
Oh, that's two, awful.
Three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Wow. That was a wonderful example of cutlery, wasn't it?
A quarterback gets away with that.
Yeah. Do we have time for one more?
One more.
A recent survey has revealed, much to Oscar's surprise, that for the first time, women are outscoring men on IQ tests.
Face.
So here we go. Here's Jimmy Kimmel's take on
this
that.
This is interesting. Psychologists have noticed that for the first time since IQ testing began 100 years ago, women have better scores than men. And those numbers include Snooki and JWoww, by the way. That's all. Women are now outscoring men on IQ tests. We're still better at quoting Caddyshack movies and urinating outdoors. But the study was led by an IQ expert named Dr. James Flynn. He says one possible explanation for this is that women's lives have become more demanding because they have to juggle their careers and raise families.
Right.
Another possible explanation is they're not constantly distracted by boobs.
And so you go, Mike, that is your Magic Audio
Some
Vault.
Thank
you kindly.
We will take a break, come back with a little Oscar news regarding Lobster and Buzz's news
yeah.
right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Super Bowl is gay!
Welcome back to MichaelMarischow.com.
Oscar's brother Carlos Santana.
Before we get to Buzz in the news, we have a pricing update for lobsters, and might be relevant to Buzz today.
I might get together
with you today. Since we're driving over to the island today, we might keep our eyes peeled and do an audible with your dinner plans.
I'm okay with that.
I might team up with you
tonight. Surf and turf?
Yeah, we might do that. Yeah.
Nice. So, the question about lobster prices have come up recently,
yeah,
especially in this area, because you're used to it. You're used to seeing the price of lobster
very expensive
and different levels,
yeah,
right?
And dramatic changes over the years. There's apparently a glut of lobsters this year because the harvest has been very good, I guess, in Canada, and that started a chain reaction where lobsters are readily available and the prices have gone down.
Did you know that 98% of Canadian lobsters are within 10 feet of the border? They're ready to attack at any time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that tip in.
What you should also address is the environmental issues.
Yes.
That it's been warmer up here than you've ever felt it.
Very, very warm, yes.
Which has caused the amount of soft-shell crabs that are...
Shedders,
which traditionally, if you're a Maryland or a DC guy, you think soft-shell crabs are more expensive.
They're right.
Great.
But for a lobster... Yes. They're least expensive because they have less meat.
Exactly.
So right now there's a big situation going on in the Maine area, and really this affects you throughout the country. If the lobstermen are keeping their boats on dock,
right,
or in their slip,
not going out to pull their traps.
They're not going out to pull their traps simply because of the price of lobster has fallen so low.
And when you brought that up to me yesterday, I said, "Well, when you get here today, we'll know." And so far, I've counted three.
Yes.
The lobstermen are out fishing their traps.
What do you usually see?
Usually about the same, three or four a day. You know, something like that. Sometimes five, six. It doesn't matter. But I think that you said they're fiercely independent people, so you can't. It's very difficult to get these guys to say, "Hey, because lobster prices are cheap and we're not getting the prices we want, we're not going to go out and fish." Because these guys are all individuals.
They are.
Right. And trying to make a living.
Exactly.
And the reality is right now that they haven't seen prices like this since the 1950s.
Yes.
And they've gone through this. That being said...
We're going to exploit that today.
If you're out there, we're hoping to get the best deal.
I would like, really, seriously, at this point, my commitment to you gentlemen, they're going to be small, but I think three lobsters a man today.
Wow.
That's exactly
under $4 a pound, the last I heard.
Let's see what happens. We're going to be driving by a bunch of different pounds today.
Nice. Cheaper than hot dogs, Mike.
It'll be fantastic. Let's get a news update. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
And it's brought to you today by the MacSmith. If you think your Apple products are already amazing, wait till you learn what else they can do. The MacSmith is a certified member of the Apple Consultants Network. They also repair and support Apple products. For the best tips and ideas about your Mac computers and iPhones and iPads, turn to the MacSmith. You can also get free daily updates by email, including their new Mac idea of the day. Just visit MacSmithSupport.com. to sign up, or click their ad on our website. Headquartered in Portland, Maine.
Portland.
The MacSmith is a proud sponsor of our visit here, and Oscar's story does tie in with our start today in the news. As incredibly nice as it is here in northern Maine today, it's easy to forget about what seems to be a changing climate. But it's even been warmer than usual here in the Pine Tree State. Across the country, drought is the latest concern, and it now threatens about one-fifth of our corn crop. And as we've mentioned before, that drives up prices on meat and fuel and dozens of other things. Farmers say it's the worst drought in 30 years or longer. Drought disasters have now been declared in 1,000 counties nationwide across more than half our states. Jobs, a bill that would reward companies for bringing outsourced jobs back home, is being offered up in the Senate, but it probably won't become law. The Democratic plan, part of the president's to-do list, would give those companies a 20% tax break. Republicans say a better approach is to change the whole U.S. tax code, and they're planning to vote against this bill. The political fighting we've grown so weary of and so accustomed to continues, with Democrats in Congress now saying they may let all the Bush tax cuts expire, including yours, if Republicans don't allow taxes to go up on just the richest 2% of Americans.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Rob.
Nice Bush.
Nice Bush.
Ooh. And a Democratic bill that would have given us a better idea of who's donating to political campaigns is now dead thanks to a Republican filibuster. It was yet another bill that required 60 votes to pass the Senate instead of the simple majority of 51. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calls the vote a waste of time. Aren't they all these days?
Yeah, Mitch McConnell's a waste of time.
I like his little alien mouth.
Yeah, welcome.
Mr. Turtle. Yeah. A new poll shows Floridians still like their stand your ground law even after the killing of Trayvon Martin. Other states, including Texas, have similar laws. Trayvon Martin's admitted killer, meanwhile, is now being accused of sexual assault by one of the witnesses to that shooting. Witness number 9 says George Zimmerman molested her from the time she was 6 years old until she was 16. Oh,
wow.
She says he also had a low opinion of black people. Mm. Penn State University is said to be facing 100...
God, this is depressing. We're on vacation.
Well, the world isn't.
Hey, do more stories about cheap lobster.
as always, I'll try to pick it up at the end. Mm-hmm. Penn State University facing $100 million in legal liability now that it's been formally accused of turning a blind eye toward Jerry Sandusky's sexual abuse. Over the weekend, the halo was removed from the head of late head coach Joe Paterno from the mural of him, whose family says it was dismayed by the finding that Paterno also turned a blind eye. The family says that report by former FBI Director Louis Free is not the final word on the subject.
I wonder if Joe Pa was, you know, he did it for such a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get the impression that maybe it was like, don't worry.
I forget what comic said it, but I read it over the weekend. He said that what they're going to do is they're going to leave up the statue of Joe Paterno, but they're going to make it look the other way.
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
You know, look, you have ties to the Penn State
community. A little
bit.
Brad Wedder,
you know how passionate they are.
They are. They truly are.
I'm sorry. Screw them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's a football program at a university.
Mm-hmm.
Lick it. This guy abused children. This guy, the worst kind of monster in the world than what he did. That's more important. And the victims of this crime are more important than, Joe Pa, we're on campus. Ooh, yeah, go Nittany Lions. Screw that.
Yeah.
Come on, wake up. At a certain point, we have to wake up and stop, you know, making football coaches these bigger-than-life characters. Mm-hmm. They're not. They're not all that bright, to be honest with you. Secondly, I mean, yes, he had a successful program. Whoopty effing do. Yeah. This guy was a monster, Jerry Sandusky.
You're right.
And he was a big dope monster, too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He looked like a big, stupid, gross, pedophile, greasy, nasty guy that liked to bang little kids in the shower. Mm-hmm. That's the issue, not the program. Mm-hmm. So
you're
deal
right.
with it. Suck it up, Penn State. That's just the way it is.
Two things. One, no amount of money can take away what's happened to these kids.
Right. Absolutely.
It's changed their lives forever.
Right.
And then two, this has to change the landscape of big programs across the country and how you cannot let these athletic programs drive the integrity of your universities or colleges.
I mean, we were an eyewitness to the delight, the joy of what big-time college football is.
Yes,
it really is spectacular.
It can be.
I love what it's all about. I love those kids. But at the same time, I think universities around this country have to realize – look what's happening around the world. Look at India. Look at China. Look at Asia.
Mm-hmm.
We have to focus on what these places are, and they're trying to educate our children. And unfortunately, I don't think that's the case. You know, it's like, did you make your bowl bid? You know, who's coming out of the draft? It's like, God, priorities, man.
I need to learn.
I love sports as much as the next guy. I really do. I get a lot of satisfaction. Some have said I put too much emotion into my sports fandom. But this to me is, you know, I've always felt this way about college athletics. When you are considering you're educating the youth of America, that to me is more of a priority than the football Saturday.
It's also the greed, because it's not really about the win. It's about the money that comes from the winning
program.
That's
true.
End of that.
I mean, you want to see a movie about it? Watch Blue Chips. That's a good primer for you.
Speaking of blue, Delta Airlines is confirming that sewing needles were found in at least 4 of the sandwiches served on overseas flights from the Netherlands. Mm. One person got a minor injury from one of the needles, but declined any kind of medical treatment. And finally... while we're at the airport.
Boy, that is sharp cheese.
We'll be landing soon, man.
The TSA spent a lot of time the other day trying to figure out the cause of the big bulge in the pants of one of its male passengers. He tried to tell them it was just his junk, as difficult as that was to believe, judging from the size of the bulge.
That's just my junk.
They even dusted his crotch with explosive detection powder, but finally decided that his claim must be true. It is Jonah Falcon can, with the proper preparation, measure up to 13.5 inches. And he says next time he'll wear bike shorts to the airport.
Oh, gross.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is nasty. Thank you, Buzz. thank you for joining us up here in the Pine Tree State. Our show today brought to you by Clora's Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM, experience passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM, where you talk to a pro, not an operator, and the conversations are FREE free. KPM, where the other firms send their toughest cases, they've got the resources to take on the biggest defendants. 30 years of service to the community. Clores, Perry, Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information. Each case unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. You boys ready to go to Bar Harbor?
Yes.
Our first excursion of the day, as Buzz always likes to say,
what could possibly go wrong?
We'll see you tomorrow with another show, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao,
ciao.
Bye-bye.
Ciao to you.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.